Well, hello. I'm Tom Harrison. Welcome to Why Fives, the podcast designed to inspire your why in 5 minutes or less. Why Five? So I realized I needed to create a third part to what I thought was just a two-part series. Let's call it the Furious series. Part one was entitled Fast and Furious. Part two was entitled Fast and Curious. And this new part's entitled Curious and Furious. And it came about because I realized that what led me into Fast and Furious was the fact that I'm so damn curious. So many ideas, so many things I want to do. And once you start believing, which is perhaps the healthiest belief you can have, certainly one of them about yourselves, which is, I can do anything, then it's easy to make the mistake of thinking that means I can do everything. No, no, no. At least not in this lifetime. Let's just focus on this lifetime. Okay? We can do anything if we have sufficient curiosity about it, right? We have to be sufficiently interested, right? We have to have that drive. And ultimately, I believe that really to do anything, we have to have the deep, deep why. Because if we don't have enough of a why, enough of a reason to do something, the likelihood of us really carrying it out, taking it all the way, being all in and going for it 100% and creating the vision that we truly want, I don't believe it'll happen without a deep why. Test it for yourself. Or perhaps you already have. What I see is that many of us are fabulously curious. I mean, curiosity is just an awesome character trait if you have that. Because the fact is, it's one of the things as a child that made childhood so fabulous if you were fortunate enough to have a childhood like that, or at least parts of your childhood like that. Right? So if you carried that from your childhood, what a gift to still have that. And if you're able to develop it in spite of a childhood that didn't have it, even more power to you. And at the same time, if you find that that curiosity, which is so wonderful, has led you to furiosity, then something's amiss and it needs to be taken care of. And what I mean is, and I think you get this, for some of us, we're so curious, we have so many ideas, we get distracted by these ideas. And we're trying to run down multiple paths, trying to do everything. It maybe doesn't feel like everything. It's like, oh, I'm not doing everything. Of course I'm not. Well, you're doing too much for you. Right? And you know if you're feeling this or not. Right? And if you don't feel it, but you notice you're not really getting where you want to go, then take a look. This might be it. Right? And so what we want to do is we want to nurture the curious. Right? We want to nurture your curiosity, but we want to do it in a way that allows you to get to where you want to go, that really allows you to live into the great vision you have, the vision that's anchored in your why. Now, some of us have these visions that have us doing all these multiple things. And so we have to ask, first of all, where did that vision come from? And is it tied to our why? And what aspects of that vision are most tied to our why? And really see, are we being honest with ourselves? Because do we have that vision? Are we living it now? Are we close to it? Or does it keep eluding us? Because we've never been able to really take flight. We've never gotten the speed and the momentum we needed to take flight and really fly there. So if you see that you're being so damn curious like me ultimately led to being fast and furious, then that's the key information you need to make the transformation from fast and furious to fast and curious. Why Fives. Happy trails.